到这里，谢谢。
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say.
下午好。
My name is Mike Coates, and I'm the Associate Pastor for Urban and Local Engagement and Congregational Care here at Christ Presbyterian Church.
我的名字叫 Mike Coates, 我在 CPC 就是做这个关怀的牧师。
And it's, a joy to be with you this afternoon. I think this is maybe my fourth time being able to deliver a message here with your congregation, and it's a joy to be back.
很高兴今天下午能跟大家在一起。我想这是第四次我给大家分享神的话语。
In John chapter 1, verse 14, the gospel writer writes, he describes Jesus with these words. He says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us.
在约翰福音的第一章十四节，那么只是这里说的，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，也充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
This season that we find ourselves in, we call this Epiphany, and an Epiphany means to manifest, to be present. And Jesus has been with us through his birth at Christmas, but we're in a season during the church year when we get to talk about the Jesus who is manifest, who is with us.
在这个季节我们知道耶稣道成肉身在我们中间他在我们在我们每个人的中间。
And through this time, we get to hear that Jesus is the Word of God. He is the light of God, the Son of God, and the mission of God are all words used to describe Jesus and how he is present with us.
那我们知道他是神的道，他是神的光，他是神的儿子，也是神的使者。
Let me open my message here with just a word of prayer. God of grace and glory, you call us with your voice of flame to be your people, faithful and courageous.
那个有恩典有忠实的神你帮将我们呼来。
As your beloved Son embraced his mission in the waters of baptism, inspire us with the fire of your Spirit to join his transforming work.
你用你的声音呼喊你的儿子把你的荣耀向我们显现。
We ask you this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever. Amen.
我们感谢你以你儿子的圣名献上我们的祷告。
Amen. So at the as part of that Matthew passage, we everything happens in its proper time, and God affirms this, and He says, and Jesus affirms this, and He says, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness."
我们在这个马太福音里看到神一切的安排都是如此的奇妙。那么耶稣跟这个约翰说，那么就现在，我们就按照就应当去行这样诸般的义。
And right after he said that, he consented to John the Baptist, and he was baptized.
那他说了这话以后，那么他就受了洗。
So kind of getting started. We live in a time where thoughts, feelings, emotions, events, and holidays, they're all fleeting. They all kind of work. I mean, they all just kind of bleed one into another without any distinction.
那我们在这个今日就是有很多事情发生那我们有时候不觉得有什么不同。
And what seems important today is often forgotten or at least rendered meaningless by the onslaught of time.
那么今天所发生的有的时候就常常被人忽略，那么因为时间的关系会被人忘掉。
New things are constantly happening. New events are constantly happening. Things are being developed and they replace older things and older traditions.
那么这个今日就是有很多新的事情发生，也有变化。他们会取代这个旧的传统。
And as these new things happen, we forget, we lose track, we're impatient, and we allow ourselves to be driven by impulses that keep us from seeing the things that are really important.
那么当这些有变化的时候，我们就会忘记，就会忘掉，就是有的时候我们也变得不耐烦。那么因为这些忽然发生的事情。
And when I was preparing for today's message and studying the passages, I was reminded just how true this is of myself.
当我准备今天的这个演讲的时候，那么我就提醒我自己，那么这一切在我身上就是这些都是真的。
Initially, when I committed to preaching, I thought I might share experiences from a recent trip, mission trip I took to Chicago. Or if there wasn't so much in that to share, I thought maybe I could preach on vocation or work, which are some of the things we're talking about in our congregation here at Christ Presbyterian.
当一开始，当我决定要在这个今天讲到的时候，我想到要讲，就是我在芝加哥那个一个传教的经验，或者说，我想跟大家分享在CPC所发生的事情。
But then I heard this whisper to preach from the lectionary, and I was rewarded with what I hope you'll find is a rich discovery into our Lord and Savior.
可是我听到了主轻声地跟我说，这就是我今天要跟大家所分享的。
By show of hands, how many of you have heard of something called the lectionary?
那么大家有没有听说过这个，就是我们这个祭司的发现是吧？
So the lectionary, so there are some congregations that use something called the lectionary, and it helps the congregation to kind of walk through the Christian year and look specifically at passages that help them concentrate on the holidays that they're celebrating. And it moves through what they call Advent to Ordinary Time to Lent, and so forth. And it just really helps the congregation to focus in on the Christian message and the teachings of our Lord.
那这里说就是有一些方法，有些经文放在一起，能够提醒大家在我们的这个日常生活中。
So the main text for today is actually just four verses, and we read them in the Matthew passage.
今天我们所讲的实际上只有四段经文，那么我们刚才在马太福音里头已经读过。Now
these four tiny little verses, they've largely been what I would call flyover territory. Flyover territory is you are just on your way from here to there, and you don't pay much attention to those things or those verses that are keeping you from getting to where you want to go.
这四段经文就好像很快的在我们脑海中，就是说，就过去，我们不会对它特别的注意在意。
And really, for my entire life, I've breezed past these verses on the way to other more important parables and stories that Jesus told.
在我的这个生命中，这段经文也就是很快像风一样的过去，如果我要是跟这个其他的这个重要的比喻或者故事来比较的话。
You know, those really important stories, those important works of Jesus, whether he's healing the paralytic or he's turning water into wine or he's being, of course, raised from the dead.
那你可能我们会更注意到就是说耶稣行神迹，那么也有这个他关于他复活的大能。
Because that's where the real action is happening, or at least so I had thought. And so when I looked at the lectionary today, I was somewhat disappointed because it wasn't one of those what I thought really important texts.
也就是今天当我看到我们要学习的经文，我觉得就有点失望，因为它跟其他的比较不是那么重要。
But then I remembered, I forget, I lose track, I'm impatient, and I allow myself to be driven by impulse that keeps me from seeing the importance sometimes.
可是我记得就是说，因为我也会不能专注，我会忘记，因为这些因为我的冲动而把重要事情忘掉。
So God reminded me to ask, why is this story so important that you placed at the beginning of every one of the gospel accounts?
那么神就借着这个就啊提醒我来问他，为什么这个故事啊如此的重要，以至于在每一本这个福音书里头都提到。
When we're reading scripture, we have to remember and be mindful that there's the story, but then there's the deeper story, the one that God wants us to find.
啊，当我们读经的时候，我们必须要提醒我们，就是说，不光是有故事，而且是故事背后神究竟要我们告诉我们什么。
So why is this story so important? Jesus' baptism. Well, it's the beginning of Jesus' adult ministry.
啊，那么耶稣受洗这件事为什么这么重要？那么第一点呢，这是这个他开始他的事工之间发生的第一件事情。
Prior to this, we have some glimpses of a young man who is growing, learning, maturing, and of course, we have the prophecy of his coming.
啊，在这个之前，我们只是看到啊有关这个年轻的耶稣的一些故事。当然，我们知道有些关于他的预言。
But this event is Jesus' first step into ministry.
那么这个故事也是耶稣开始正式施工的第一件事情。
And many commentators, as they have looked at this, these four verses, they've said, you know, it demonstrates Jesus' humility. And it demonstrates John the Baptist, you know, recognizing the Savior. And those are all true.
那有些这个圣经的这个注释会讲到这四段经文啊，在这里表现了耶稣的这个叫谦卑，也表现了这个约翰他看到耶稣是神的儿子。
And it's also true that God affirms in Jesus' baptism his identity. He says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And the dove of the Lord comes down. The Holy Spirit comes down on Jesus.
啊，那这段经文也是这个父神啊，在这里把这个耶稣的身份啊说出来。他说他是耶稣是他的爱子，他所喜爱的。
And God does this not only in front of the sinners who had come out to be baptized by John the Baptist, but he also does it in front of the rulers and the priests who had come to see what was going on. We learn this in John's Gospel.
那我们知道这件事发生是不光是在这个在一群这个罪人前面，也是在这个那些宗教的领袖前面发生。
And even before Jesus is baptized, Jesus' identity is recognized by John the Baptist. John identifies him as the Lamb of God in the Gospel of John. And it is in this identity of Lamb of God that we get another clue into how big of a deal this truly is, Jesus' baptism.
即使是在这个耶稣受洗之前，那么耶稣的身份也约翰也指出来，因为他说他是这个神的羔羊，也就是这个福音里头约翰福音里头讲的。那么因为这个身份，那么我们可以借此可以了解到这故事的背后。
In Jewish tradition, it was the lambs that were born in Bethlehem that were used for temple sacrifices.
那么在犹太人的传统就是说，在耶路撒冷的那个羔羊要被杀掉来要在这个要用来这个献祭。
And where was Jesus born?
那么耶稣在哪里生呢？
He was born in Bethlehem.
那么他是在这个
伯利恒。He is the Lamb of God born in Bethlehem.
那么他是神的羔羊在伯利恒出生。
Up until this point, our relationship or standing with God has been earned by being righteous or through right living.
那么在这个事情之前，那么他的这个跟神的关系，那么一直是在说他是这个他是个没有犯过罪的人。
It was this condition of living under the law. As we know, we never measure up to living under the law. We never had assurance that we could completely satisfy the requirements of the law. That's why we had to keep repeating, or the Israelites had to keep repeating year after year, the sacrifices and the festivals and the offerings.
那我们知道这个律法，我们从 我们没有人能够完完全全的这个成全他，所以呢我们一年接着一年，就是以色列人要来献祭，不停的献祭。
And the penalty for failure to live up to the law was death, was complete separation from God.
如果这就是不能遵守这个律法，这个代价就是死，要跟神分开。
Which is this point is pretty depressing, isn't it?
如果看这点，那我们觉得很沮丧。
Having to try and do something that you can never live up, always feeling like you're going to be a failure, that's hard.
想到那我们要去遵行这个律法，我们却没有办法，这确实是非常沮丧的一件事情。
But God understood this, and He provided an alternative to the Israelites, and they called it Yom Kippur in Hebrew.
可是神明白这件事情，他就为我们准备了一件礼物。
In English, that's called the Day of Atonement.
那么这个就是准备了这个挽回祭的这个那天。
And on the Day of Atonement, the priests would take the two best lambs from Bethlehem, and they were taken to the chief priests and offered to God, to appease God on behalf of the entire nation.
那么这个在赎罪日的那天呢，两个这个两只羔羊，没有瑕疵的羔羊，要由大祭司来把它献上，这样呢能平息这个神的这个愤怒，关于整个以色列国家的愤怒。
In Leviticus chapter 16, Leviticus is the book that gives the Israelites all the rules and regulations for how they were supposed to live their life.
那么这个在利未记的十六章记载，那利未记就是神给了以色列人所有的关于献祭的规则。
And in Leviticus, it tells them that one of the lambs was given as an offering for of sin to satisfy God's requirement.
那么在这个利未记里头记载说，其中一只羊是为这个为大家的罪而献。
And the other lamb, the second lamb, was released into the desert.
那么另外一只羊，要这个要把它放在旷野中。
When Jesus says to fulfill all righteousness, this is what he's talking about.
当耶稣说他要成全这个义，那这就是他要所说的。
He is talking about fulfilling once and for all the requirements of the law for the world on that day.
他就是在说，就在那天呢，他要成为这个，他要完，要完成神的这个需要。
And after he is baptized, he comes up out of the water, and immediately it says in all of the texts that he went out into the desert, just like that second lamb, to be tempted.
那么这个当耶稣受洗之后，那么他就马上就到这个旷野去，就像这个他要去被这个魔鬼试探。就像是在这个赎罪日那个第二只羔羊一样。
So in Jesus' baptism, he's beginning a process. He's acknowledging a process where he has come to fulfill the covenant with God that we are unable to.
那么耶稣这个受洗，那么他就是要证明他来就是为了去成全那个神的这个神的这个需要。
And I think one of the takeaways, at least for me, in this is the revelation that God always provides the lamb.
那么这里我们可以看到一个真理，那就是神总是在提供这个为献祭的羔羊。
The world likes to tell us that we have to work harder for God's grace, that we have to do more for God's grace, that we have to give more for God's grace. But God's message to us is that He gives us grace freely, willingly.
那这在这个世界上，我们总是被告知，我们需要去努力的工作，我们需要去去奉献这样呢才能去对得起神的恩典。 可是这里神告诉我们，神会预备一切。
When you think about God providing the lamb, one of the images we should have is that of Abraham and Isaac.
当我们提到神会预备，我们总是会想到这个以撒被这个亚伯拉罕献祭的故事。
You remember that story, Abraham and his son Isaac. They set off on a journey, and there's just the two of them, and they're going to go on a journey to a mountain to sacrifice a lamb.
你知道这个故事的，当这个亚伯拉罕把以撒再带去，就这两个人，他们上山，然后他要决定献祭的时候。
And you can imagine as they walk up the mountain, there's just two of them. And Isaac turns to his father and he says, I thought we were going to sacrifice something.
那么你可能你就记得以撒跟亚伯拉罕就两个人，他们在那里，以撒就问亚伯拉罕，我以为我们要去献一些东西，献祭。
And his father says, that's right, we're going to sacrifice a lamb. But Isaac, the son, says, I don't see one.
那他的父亲就说，你说的对，我们是要献一只羊，不过以撒说，我还没看到羊在哪里。
And as we know, as that story begins, that God had told Abraham that the lamb was Isaac, that he was to sacrifice his son.
在那个时候，我们知道神告诉这个亚伯拉罕，那他要献的羔羊就是以撒。
But just as they get to that moment, rather than sacrificing Isaac, God provides Abraham with a lamb.
那接下来的事情是当这个亚伯拉罕要把这个以撒献上的时候，那神就预备了那只羔羊。
And for us, at just the right time, God has provided a lamb.
那么对我们也是神在那个时刻就给我们预备了那只羔羊。
He's provided his son.
他把他的儿子献上。
So another question I found myself asking as I read these texts was, what do they tell us about Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit?
另一个故事我在这段经文里头我想问的就是，那么他有没有告诉这个耶稣有没有告诉我们圣灵的故事，圣灵。
Jesus understood from the beginning exactly what he was called to do. He came to fulfill all righteousness.
那耶稣明白就是在一开始他就明白他被这个神所派来所做的，那么他是要为了成全这个义。
And since he's the Word of God, he also understood that this righteousness was more than just simply dying on a cross for you and I.
那么因为他是这个神的儿子，因为所以他就知道这不只是他在这个十字架上为我们的死为我们而死。
He understood that he came to bring justice to the world.
他明白他把这个公义带到这个世界。
Listen again to that passage from Isaiah that we all read together. But just verses 1 through 4.
那我们再回到以赛亚书，就是那里有关这个有关这个有关他的这些圣经的经文，我们只看1到4节。
Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout out or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope.
看啊，我的仆人，我所服侍，我所拣选，心里所喜悦的，我也将我的灵魂赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。他不喧嚷，不传，不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理。海岛都在等候他的训诲。
This event of Jesus' baptism is about more than just simple right living and satisfying requirements. It is about justice.
那么耶稣的这个受洗不只是说我们 在生命中要做这个神所要求的，而且是说有一个公义。
And up until now, though, this has been God's work, an action in the world on our behalf. But now with Jesus, there's an invitation to something greater. Something greater that is, rather than a works type of thing to earn God's favor, a response to God's favor for us.
在这个事情之前呢，都是神的工作，也是就是要我们在世上要怎么做。但是在这个之后呢，那么神就会邀请我们要做一个更重要的事情，那就是我们不能完完全全靠自己的工作所赚来的。
So this is the second part of that Isaiah passage, and it continues on from verse 5, and it says, This is what God the Lord says, I the Lord have called you in righteousness, I will take hold of your hand, I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
这就是这个以赛亚书的这个第二个 message， 第二个信息。那么我们从第六章这里神说，我耶和华凭公义召你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，是你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，将领被囚的出牢狱，领做黑暗的出监牢。我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。看哪，先前的事已经成就，现在我将心事说明，这是未发以前我就说给你们听。
Friends, these aren't flyover passages at all. These passages are life, and they're an invitation to us of love and for us to love.
朋友们，这个信息呢，不只是就是这写在纸面上，那么它是真的生活也是邀请我们过，我们去爱。
These passages are an invitation for us to seek justice, to bring light to a world that believes it's still under a terrible weight.
那么这个也就是要我们去寻求公义，去把光带到这个世上。那这个世界上，那么还有很多的这个坏的事情发生。
So how does these passages change how or why we live? Well, the Apostle Paul understood this question and reminds the Galatians and us how this has changed us by saying these things.
那这对我们的生命有什么改变呢？那使徒保罗知道这个事情，他就在这个加拉太书就告诫我们。
For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你是这个。Do you know what verse?
I don't know what verse. I can't remember which verse.
你们是神的儿女，借着耶稣基督的儿女。
And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes.
所有的跟借着这个耶稣基督的洗，跟神跟基督在一起，穿上新的衣服。
They are no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female.
不管是犹太人还是外邦人，是自主的还是为奴的，不管是男的还是女的。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
那你们在耶稣基督里是唯一的。
And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham.
因为你们属基督，所以你们是亚伯拉罕的真正的儿女。
You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you.
你们是神的后子，所以神把这个给亚伯拉罕的这个应许带到你们中间。
God's ultimate promise to Abraham was to use him and his family, that through Abraham, God would bless all the peoples of the world.
那么神给这个亚伯拉罕的应许就是用他或者用他的家人把他这个通过对亚伯拉罕的祝福带到对世界的祝福世界人的祝福。
God's desire was that Abraham would be a blessing, not because he had to, but because he wanted to in response to God's blessing.
那神的愿望就是亚伯拉罕他会被祝福不光是他需要这样做而且是说他要他作为这个神祝福的这个榜样。
Not a condition to be blessed.
不是这个要去这个去祝福的这个条件。
And this is where we as followers have always gotten it wrong.
那我们作为这个门徒我们常常把这个事情想错了。
Jesus' baptism does change this once and for all.
耶稣的这个受洗是一次发生的事情。
It drives a stake in the ground, and God has provided the Lamb. The Lamb sets us free to be a blessing.
那么神就预备了这只羔羊，这羔羊就把我们释放，使我们能够成为祝福。
So, have you ever thought about how you are called to be a blessing, to seek justice for the people around you in response to this new reality?
你有没有想到神把你呼召，让你成为一个寻求公义的在你所处的这个人中间寻求公义的一个祝福呢
Maybe you're called to be that blessing at work. Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's in your community. Maybe it's to a complete stranger.
这也许在你的工作中或者是在家中或者是在社区也许对一个这个陌生的人。
Sometimes our family is where we need to start, though, because they can at times be some of those who are most difficult to love and to bless.
有的时候在我们的家庭中也许是最适合开始的，因为常常我们在家里的发现就是特别困难去祝福。
I experienced this just this last Thanksgiving. Sometimes in my family, going to my in-laws' house can be kind of stressful.
那么我在刚刚过去的这个感恩节我就有这个经历那我觉得就是在感恩节到我的家里或者是到我的岳父家里可以有时候很困难
We just sometimes lead different lives and we have slightly different values and that can cause tension and conflict sometimes
那我们的这个生活不一样我们的这个观念也不一样有的时候会有矛盾
And sometimes I'm not great at holding my tongue.
有的时候我说话也许不很注意。
And I get in trouble.
那么就会有麻烦。
But I said to we were driving up there and I said to my wife and my kids that we would be secret agents this year.
那么我们在这个开车到我岳父母家里的时候我跟我的太太开始说今年我们将会就是什么都不说
and a secret agent goes into a situation and they're undercover they've got a specific task but they don't tell anybody what they are up to
那么这个就是做地下工作的就是到那里知道要做什么但是什么都不说
and our secret mission for Thanksgiving was just to go and bring peace and to be a blessing to our family
那我们的这个感恩节的这个使命就是我们要把平安要把平安把这个祝福带到这个家里。
And it actually worked. I couldn't believe it. It actually worked. And I think one of the reasons it worked was kids like to keep secrets and they like to do things that other people don't know that they're doing.
这个事实上的最后最后变成也很好，因为孩子们他们喜欢做这个秘密的事情。
And so they took on their mission, and I have to say I took on the mission as well. And so we went and we had conversation, and we blessed our family. And one of the things I like to do is take pictures. And so I took pictures of people smiling and having fun.
那么我们最后到家里，那么就把这个平安和祝福带到家里头。那么我们有很好的讲话啊，那么我就照一些照片，那么家里就每个人都很融洽。
It really was a blessing. And I don't know if that really changes the world, but I do know that that changed our family on that particular day for that particular season. And I would invite you to do something similar.
那虽然我不知道这个对这个世界有什么变化，但是我知道就是说在这个家里我们感受到这个变化。我邀请大家做同样的事情。
So to do that, that's actually what that little piece of paper is in your bulletin form. I want to do just a little exercise with us as we close this afternoon.
那么为了如果要这样做，我们就把这张纸拿出来，我们先做个练习。这就是今天下午我们给大家发的这张纸。
So in a few moments, as I'm praying, I'll ask you to write down on the card the name or a place that God is calling you to be a blessing.
当我这个祷告的时候，我请大家在这个纸上写上，就是有关你想把你的祝福带作为祝福带你想把你的祝福带去的那个人物的名字或者是地点的名字。
The second thing I will ask you to write is your first reaction on how you might feel called to be a blessing to that person or place.
那第二个事情需要做的就是说你想把你怎么能够成为这个对他们的祝福的想法写到这个纸上。
So let me pray, and I will invite God to prompt us with some responses to those questions.
所以我现在祷告，看神怎么带领我们。
Sisters and brothers, our baptismal vows call us to compassion and mercy on behalf of those in need.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的我们的水洗告诉我们，我们需要有怜悯，需要有爱心，带向我们所爱的。
We offer our prayers for the church and for the world, Lord God.
我们在教会以及这个世界，我们把我们的祷告献上。
God, you revealed your Son in the waters of the Jordan and anointed him with the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim good news to all people.
父神啊，你在这个约旦河的这个水中，你向我们显现你的儿子，你把这个圣灵的大能在他身上用圣灵的大能高他，你把好的消息带到每一个人。
Sanctify us by the same Spirit that we may proclaim the healing power of the gospel by acts of love in your name.
那么用你的灵清洁我们，这样我们能把福音传扬出去，把我们的爱用你的名传扬出去。
God, we ask you now to bring to mind the face, the name, or the place you are calling us to. Prick our hearts and prompt our minds with a sense of who and where we can be your agent of peace and light.
神啊，我们求你向我们指明啊，谁或者是哪里你要我们成为你的祝福。
If that face or place or name has come to mind, write that on the card right now.
如果在这个名字或者地点在这个卡片上出现的话，
Lord God, we know that you have made good works for us in advance for each of us to pursue. So we ask you now to bring to mind those opportunities as we meditate on the name we just put down to the place.
神啊，我们知道你已经在这个之前在我们心里动工，要我们所完成，我们就求你当我们写下这些名字或者地点的时候， 求你给我们这样的机会，把我们的心、心思、意念放在那里。
If an idea or thought comes to mind, write that on the card.
如果你有在这个卡片上有什么想法，在你的心里反映出来的话。
Jesus, through your water of baptism, you have invited each of us into a full relationship with you.
那么耶稣的水洗，你借着他的水洗，你邀请我们每一位跟你有一个完整的关系。
We pray for our hearts and our lives that they would reflect this reality.
我们请求你让我们的心让我们的生命完完全全地符合你这个愿望。
In your most holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
借着我们这样以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。